Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I maybe just having to speak loud. I want to welcome you this morning to our session in epidemiologic methods and research. Thank you for coming early, especially when the conference is in such a beautiful location. So we're pleased to have you all here and listen to our speakers today who are making advances in epi research. I also want to invite you to the section, the epidemiology section social, that is on Tuesday evening. It's going to be at Cafe Sevilla, which is close to the convention center. It's going to start at 6:30. If you want more information, and there's some tickets available at the epidemiology section booth in the expo downstairs. Our booth number is 2524, and I encourage you to stop by and meet people as well as get involved in the section. And if you have any other interests in getting involved after the session, please feel free to talk to me after the session or just send me an email later on. But again, I want to welcome you here this morning, and I'm going to invite our first speaker up, and then I'm going to exit the room and try and find a tech person to see who can help us a little bit with this microphone. Can you hear me in the back? Okay. Is there any sound picking up from the mic? I don't think so. Yeah, okay. Pardon me? Yeah, I don't. The light's on. I don't know what. Well, this is not my forte, so we'll just go ahead. Our first speaker will be speaking on social and economic correlations of health outcomes in Marion County, Indiana. And I'd like to invite Caitlin Hansen up to speak. Caitlin. And if you would also just tell us where you're from.
Hi, I'm Caitlin. I'm from Fort Wayne, Indiana. And I was allowed 2 summers ago to work in Marion County and do a little research on SES measurements. So first, our presenter disclosure is that we have nothing to disclose, but I was told we needed to make a slide about it, so. Well, the research was based on 2 hypotheses. First, that methods done previously in Massachusetts and Rhode Island would apply to Marion County, Indiana, which is a bit of a stretch, but we tried it. And socioeconomic factors would contribute to the health residents of Marion County. Earth-shattering, I know. So first, a little bit about Marion County. It is the county that encompasses Indianapolis, and it is, for all intents and purposes, your basic Midwestern county. 2.3 people, 33 years of age, 25% have a bachelor's degree or higher, $40,000 household income, 11% below the poverty line, 91,000 home value, and 45% are blue-collar workers as defined by the U.S. Department of Labor. We have 70% white, 20% black, and the rest, or 24% black, and the rest are a mix of the other races. Like many other places in the U.S., it has a growing Hispanic population. So what we did was we took each census tract in Marion County, and we took 5 different socioeconomic status measurements, created Z-scores from them, combined the Z-scores into a master Z-score, and then we took a look at health outcome rates and tracked them by their master Z-score. We had to use Spearman's correlation coefficient to measure the relationship between Z-score and health measurement. So the Z-scores that we looked at with which to create a master Z-score: median household income, occupational class, educational attainment, poverty status, and median home value. The only snag we hit was we had, I believe, two census tracts that were disproportionately high than the rest of it, so we had to amend to make our Z-scores at 18 and above. basic statistical methods, I'm sure everyone already knows, z-score is x minus mean divided by the standard deviation. So this gives us a normal curve. Then we combine the individual scores into a master z-score, and what you will see in the graphs is a smooth plot line just to better illustrate what the nonlinear relationships are. So here is a map of Marion County as divided by census tract, and the colors you see are from lowest z-score, which would be lowest socioeconomic status, to highest z-score. It would be red, orange, light green, light blue, and dark blue. It was the nicest part of my research when I found out this and got people to make this beautiful map and then show it to people from Marion County, and they said it was actually not so bad. So, variables of confirmation. We chose these indicators because they are classically very strongly associated with socioeconomic status. So we looked at low birth weight, body mass index, homicide rate, and all-cause mortality. And then afterwards, we looked at variables of interest to observe correlations SES may have on them. We looked at diabetes, stroke, heart disease and heart attack, chlamydia, adult disability, and healthy BMI range. So for our indicator variables, low birth weight, I'll use this slide to give you a brief understanding. What you see to your left is the incidence of low birth weight per 1,000 live births in that z-score area. And then you see the z-score below, which is measurement of socioeconomic status. We had a very good correlation of negative 0.049. And then I throw a new one at you. To your left, you see what the average self-reported body mass index is for each z-score area. And the red lines are just thresholds between obesity, overweight, and normal BMI. And the correlation was negative 0.118. It's rather, you know, everyone knows that it has to do with socioeconomic status, but it's still pretty striking to see it laid out. Did something new happen to the microphone? Sorry. Homicide. I chose not to put any weighted lowest graph here because I think this speaks for itself with a negative correlation of 0.421 and very little over the mean as to the homicide in the low socioeconomic status areas. And once again, this is the homicide rate per 1,000 live people in the area. And the age of death. With an overall positive correlation of 0.165, I can give the groundbreaking news that people of lower socioeconomic status live longer. So for our variables of interest. So this is heart disease and heart attack. We had a negative correlation of 0.058. And one thing of note was that women displayed a much higher significance than men. The theory goes that they are less likely to be employed, less likely to be screened, and less likely to be diagnosed. Now, the good news is less people suffered from strokes in Marion County. The bad news is it didn't do much for my significance. It is also possible that there might be a slight survivor bias in this. So for diabetes, the overall correlation was negative 0.122, but unfortunately this was part of a self-reported study, and the question asked was, do you have diabetes? Thus we could not differentiate between type 2 and type 1 diabetes. What I'll show you next is the diabetes broken up by age group, and you will see that it is possible that type 1 may explain the less significance in the younger group, and throughout age, the severity definitely increases. Finally, chlamydia. Everyone has a problem variable. Chlamydia was mine. We had a non-significant positive correlation of 0.085, but after much asking of questions, looking more into the physiology, we found out chlamydia was much more of an asymptomatic disease. And so the thought goes that regular physician visits will be lead to more diagnosis of existing cases than those who will normally only go to seek care during a symptomatic phase. For adult disability, we had a negative correlation of 0.054. And what this was those who are disabled age 21 and over. Thankfully, it's correlation, not causation. But this is from the US census data. And finally, normal BMI. Decided it would probably be a good idea to try and show positive health indicator of those who have a self-reported normal BMI of 0.078 correlation. And this is a good indicator of what high socioeconomic status can have on a health indicator. So our basic interpretation is that populations in low socioeconomic status have higher rates of illness, injury, premature death than those from higher SES areas. This agrees with earlier findings by Dr. Krieger in Rhode Island. And it indicates that this methodology is usable in different locations with different populations. So from Rhode Island and Massachusetts, this adds Midwestern urban location, chronic diseases such as obesity, heart disease, diabetes, stroke, healthy behaviors, and 2000 census data, which although I hear the census is starting up again, so this may need to be repeated soon. Unfortunately, we have some limitations. We have potential medical detection bias, as I told you about in chlamydia. It is also possible that this is also in heart disease. The Z-scores combined among different census tracts in the county. What this means is that we took the census tracts with that ended up with the same master Z-score and, for all intents and purposes, combined them. Now, the good side of this means that sensitive information like chlamydial infection and low birth weight is completely untraceable. Bad side of this is it may have possibly led to overgeneralization. This means that those that are widely varying in their five variable indicators would be treated as the exact same, which may or may not be true. And we had self-reported factors in the Marion County Obesity Survey for many of the chronic conditions, such as diabetes, obesity, stroke, heart disease. And anyone that has worked with self-reported factors knows people tend to exaggerate. The Bellflower Clinic, which gave us our sexually transmitted infection data, relies on the reports by physicians and labs. And we finally used 2000 census data, and we used 2006 health data. But it was felt that there was no major changes in socioeconomic status or population distribution in that time. So my thanks to the EPI department. Katie, thanks for putting up with me. Nathan, violence prevention coordinator Byron Johnson, Bellflower Clinic people David and Michael, the Health and Hospital Corporation, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, especially Lieutenant Mason, Vital Records Department, and the Geographic Information System. Thank you so much.
Since we have time for questions for Kate, does anyone have a question?
Your information seems to tie disease in with lower socioeconomic. Are you interpreting this that the lower socioeconomic is the cause of disease, or is disease the cause of lower socioeconomic?
I'm saying the two are correlated.
I wonder if you could go back for a few slides.
I'm not sure I can figure out how. Oh, there. Where to?
Just to some of the, just one of your graphs. And just explain to everyone what's on the display. Yeah, that's perfect.
Oh, I apologize if I didn't do that correctly. Let me see. Should I come over?
Can you use the mouse? Is there,
mouse? No, apparently not.
I'm sorry. For the Z-score,
what this is basically is you can interpret it as a measurement of socioeconomic status, lowest socioeconomic status to highest socioeconomic status. And what this is just incidence, incidence per 1,000. So this is the incidence of normal BMI range per 1,000 individuals in the Z-score area, normally in the census tract area, but as I said, some of them were combined. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, and then the, just the two lines there.
Oh, well, this what these lines are is, this is just lowest. It just shows what the dots are doing overall, generally. It's the dots themselves that are data points. This is more illustration purpose.
So it's a, is that a line regression that you performed, or?
Yeah.
Okay, and then that, is that a 95% confidence?
Yes, that's a 95% confidence.
Okay, I just want to make sure I made it.
So that central line is computer generated.
Yes.